her smile? Did she change your whole world when you saw her smile? Did you see her smile?
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Try is always true. So I Tufts WMFO in Medford. Welcome everyone to the third Cape Overland show of this semester. Thank you everyone for tuning in, and get ready for some heavy alternative rock featuring the one and only Grandson. I was training last show, so I didn't have an opportunity to speak that much, but I am stoked to be back in the studio today and playing music for y'all. I just wish I didn't have an assignment due before 10 a.m. tomorrow. That will be a later problem. So I'm just checking that the volume is working properly. So as I said, we're doing Grandson today. And so for people just who regularly listen to my show, I'm really going to start doing them at like 12:05 because I don't want to go in here too early. And it takes a while to set up because I always forget my password. And also I have to clean the studio. Anyway, let's get some history on Grandson. Grandson, whose real name is Jordan Edward Benjamin, is a 27-year-old Canadian-American singer, songwriter, and activist, currently signed with Fueled by Ramen and RCA Records. His debut album, which I will play shortly, is the EP A Modern Tragedy, released in June 2018, which had a follow-up volume in early 2019. The name Grandson originates from Jordan's respect for his grandfather, who passed away in 2016 and was a huge influence on his music. Grandson's music is hard to categorize, but contains heavy influence from rock, with heavy guitar riffs mixed with trap beats and elements. A style in like, kind of an idea of alternative rock. It's like really intense rock, but with all just those new electronic elements, which are just really, really cool. And let's get right into it with the first EP, which is A Modern Tragedy. And just as it might sound, I just want to mention that a lot of Grandson's songs are quite like in the idea of nihilism, and a lot of them have like some political commentary. I try to limit the songs that have a lot of political commentary, and I wasn't even sure if I was going to do a Grandson show just because I don't know how much I'm allowed to say. But yeah. Anyway, released in 2018, this is A Modern Tragedy. This EP is excellent, with intense rock element which with perfect trap beats. This EP contains just an unmatched energy level. Grandson contains just that certain amount of edge, and a lot of his songs talk about controversial parts of American society, which as an international student I cannot fully comment about, especially since I am not supposed to talk about political subjects while on WMFO air. So I really try to limit the songs that are very, very political, and there's a particular line from one of his songs, but I'm not sure which song it is, and I'm really hoping it's not in any of them that I have on my, that I have ready to play today. Anyway, this is going to be the first song, and it's Stick Up, 3 minutes 42. This is a strong song about poverty and the loss of jobs due to automation, where an individual is in such pain as to resort to violence to meet ends. This has a really similar message to one of French rappers Nekfeu, Nick Les Clowns. This song has strong ties to rock with great guitar backup mixed with intense trap beats. And just to mention, I don't know if I can say swear words that are like contained in the song title. I really wonder how I should say that, because the song, the French name of the song I just said contains one, but I kind of have to say it since it's very relevant to the song. Anyway, if I have time at the end, I will play it. It's a really cool song, and most of my friends will have probably heard it. But yeah, anyway, this song has strong ties to rock with great guitar backup and just the intense trap beat with a strong emphasis on beat 2 and 4 with heavy snare hits. This is Stick Up, enjoy.
Stick up, nobody make a sound. Don't even hiccup or I'm emptying around. I'm done playing games, so I'm going down in
Washington. So this is probably one of my favorite parts, just with that intense guitar riff in there. There's a cold wind blowing. I'm just warning and preparing ya. There's a cold wind blowing. And we're cropping that out. And I felt that. And just one thing I want to mention really fast, like just in that last part, you had a top like guitar that went nyeh, and that's really cool in reference to like a lot of guitar soloing with like pitch bend happening with strings. Just a really, really good song. And it's just such a strong start. I think he's been doing music for a while before that, but it's just such a strong start to start with like a song with as much energy and power as this one did. So the next song is going to be Overdose, 3 minutes and 51 seconds. This is one of my favorite Grandson songs, with just an amazing bass that supports the song, and just a really strong message about drug usage and its potential deadly effects. Don't do drugs.
Hey.
Just what a powerful and just really, really good song by Grandson. And so, fun fact, I think that was Diego's favorite of Grandson's songs. And just something I want to mention just from his first album is that we can really see how talented Grandson, or like hear how talented Grandson is, just of how he manages to mix like rock and just with electronic elements. Because there's a lot of artists doing the similar thing, but Grandson just makes it in a unique and really, really amazing way. Like, just the drums, which could be much more simplified and could be, like, really different, are still, like, in a really simple, like, way with just some, like, most of the drum fills being, like, pom 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 pom, which are eighth notes, and it's, like, rather simple. But it's still done with, like, a lot of tiny little complexity hidden in there, which, is, as a drummer, I really appreciate. And, of course, just whoever's playing it for guitar in this album is just, like, really, really good, and like you can't deny that. Anyway, let's move on to A Modern Tragedy Part 2, but just because of how strong a message Overdose is, I feel like it's a good time to just do a PSA. I couldn't find one about drug usage, but this is one too that I think I've already said, but it's a good one. Anyway, numbers to think about: American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults. 24 million of us consume an average of 70 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Right, so the messages in A Modern Tragedy Part 1, Part 2, and then Part 3, I think there's three parts of it, just are usually ever focused on ever political, which stick up was an idea of like political of automation replacing jobs and also some other stuff, or like drug abuse or something else, or yeah. There's also some other messages in there, but I think that's the main type of what's I'm going to be playing about, and also just about some mental health concepts in general, which of course is extremely important. Anyway, this is A Modern Tragedy Part 2. Released in 2019 as a follow-up to A Modern Tragedy Part 1, this album has even more of a grunchiness of the first album with more developed vocals. But really isn't that big of a change, and it's mostly just like as if you could combine both of them in a single album, but there's just some little differences. And this first song I'm going to be playing is Apologize, which is 3 minutes and 19 seconds. And yeah, it's just kind of a more of acoustic sounding song, which I feel like is a good change after hearing both Stick Up and Overdose, which are very aggressive songs. It puts a much greater emphasis on rhythmic elements also, with fun inclusion of percussive stuff, which is interesting. Anyway, this is Apologize. That initial percussion actually comes from the guitar, I think. He's just like slamming it into it. Healthy, finding a new religion on Yelp to come help me. Praying to the label itself, do not shelf me. In the middle with the beggars and rejects, reading between texts. You could kind of mention that it's similar to Money, which was also an intensely popular song back in the time. And I don't know where I'm gonna go, but I don't care, I'm on the road. Never been a perfect soul.
No roadmap, getting lost on purpose. Phone no service, but it's clear
places you burn, all for the cost of a dollar to earn. And they said they love me at dusk, but at dawn I pack up my things and I'm gone. And I don't know where I'm gonna go, but I don't care, I'm on the boat. Never been a perfect soul, but I will not apologize. Been a lot of places in this life, and I get a lot wrong, I can't make right. Never been a perfect soul, but I
what a sick sound effect that was. And that's going to be Apologize by Grandson. Really, really good song. With just some really interesting percussive elements, which a lot of his other songs just mostly focus on drums and like either been 808s of like really heavy sub basses or just like some quite high-pitched snare hits. Anyway, the next song I'm going to be playing is This What You Wanted? 3 minutes and 43 seconds, probably one of my favorite Grandson songs. Though vulgar through the use of repeated swear words, it really introduces a strong feeling of pain, angst, and remorse, backed by a slow bassline and repeated guitar chords that build up to an intense release accompanied by really, really good drums and an amazing drum feel. Anyway, this is This What You Wanted? And for those that think that the songs are a little bit intense right now, I'm going to place a little bit of less intense songs in a little bit. I think I have two more intense songs and then we'll move on.
I remember when I was grinding for a motherfucking bag. Yeah. Check the tracking account like what a motherfucking drag. Damn. Ran away from my problems floating off a tab. My ex-girl got a new tan and a pic on her IG with her new man. And I wanna be happy, she's happy, but damn. In all ages, we sick in the mind, it's contagious. Yeah. I could off stage, the night rages. But I turn on the news and these kids in cages. Fuck. We told not to trust our neighbors. We selling our soul to get famous. To escape it, we just get wasted. Induce pain, maintain, remain faceless. I'm just trying to get used to these changes. In the DM, they claim save us. I see all the real shit that face us. But these people say just entertain us. Just entertain us, fuck it. Is this what you wanted? We get drunk, we get high. We pop pills until the morning. We don't care, we don't mind. Pretend everything is awesome while the world burns outside. Is this what you wanted? Is that what you wanted? You wanna watch me melt down? You wanna watch me drop dead? Sedated. You deserve all you got coming. I am the thing you created.
chunks. I'll get high, I'll pop pills until the morning. I don't care, I don't mind. Pretend everything is awesome while the world burns outside. Is this what you wanted?
Hey!
While the world burns outside. And that's gonna be it for the amazing Is This What You Wanted. This song really hits hard. Yeah, and just like in its lyrics and its meaning, if you have time to check out just what the song is about, it's really, really interesting. Anyway, let's move on, I think. And we're going to go into 2019, where Grandson releases the single Maria, which is more low-key, but this is a great song, but I'm not sure if I can play it on the station due to its really political nature. Anyway, do check this song out, and I feel like, Leslie, you will like it. Anyway, A Modern Tragedy Part 3. And just before I end, I'd like to mention that Dana actually helped me choose some of his songs, and she really liked Apologize, so that's the reason I played it. Anyway, A Modern Tragedy Part 3. With a similar grunginess but greater emphasis on the bass, this song does have quite different... Sorry, this album and EP slash new part does have some quite different songs from the typical alternative rock genre. Here is a great change of pace with the song Destroy Me. Destroy Me, which is a beautiful like acoustic guitar with like a really slow beat and an amazing vocals by Grandson. And this song also just hits really, really hard. So this is Destroy Me, and this is the only song I'm going to be playing from the third part of this album. I really like it, but I'm just kind of running out of time. But if you have time, definitely check out Oh No or Rock Bottom, which are just really amazing songs. This is Destroy Me.
Gasoline, it turns me on when you set me on fire and turn my bloodstream. You are my nicotine. I need a fix. Can we get much higher? I am unconscious. You are my DMT. You wear a crown just made out of barbed wire. I am a lit fuse. You are my kerosene. I need a fix. Will you destroy? Settle a vendetta. I am a lost cause, singing to the choir. I need a fix, can we get much higher? I need a sweet escape, you are my heroine. Sell me a dream on a screen, Miss American. You are temptation, all I desire. I need a fix, will you? Thank you.
think there's any word to describe this song besides just beautiful. It's really, really good, and the floatiness and the openness of the lyrics, like, with those really, really high chords, it's just really well done. Yeah, and that's gonna be it for Destroy Me, just a really, really good song. So I feel like the energy just kind of died. So let's go to 2020. And here comes the amazing collab Heatseeker with the band Dreamers. It just has amazing drums, and it's interesting to have Grandson vocals mixed with like a more developed natural drum beat, because I think Dreamers is a mostly natural instrumentation. But still, amazing song. Get ready for Heatseeker. Bom, 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 bom. Johnny brought a rocket to a knife fight. He got sick of people thinking he's a good guy. Had a Big Mac head for a small fry. Balenciaga shades so they never see him cry. I've been searching all night. Light the fuse and let me take flight. I'm up.
Before I come down, I better find heaven. I wanna win the rat race, never mind second. The love that I got is forever my weapon. I cocky back and I shoot in the copycat. I'm a loser, the stocking cap on my noggin. Don't make any sudden movement. I wanna be a pacifist, but the peacekeeper.
Damn the same. Just amazing, amazing drums in there. It's part of a reason why I love this song. I actually learned it on drums, but it's just so difficult because I think you have like pom 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 pom. Yeah, 4 consecutive bass drum hits, and doing 2 bass drum hits is hard. Doing 3 bass drum hits is harder, and doing 4 bass drums hit is very, very hard. And I usually get cramps if I try to repeatedly play this song. Just a really, really good song. I can hear it on repeat and always likely. So anyway, we're going to bring the energy down a little bit with the next song, which are going to be Zen, Whole Lotta Love, and Peaches. But anyway, this is the first one, and it's Zen, and I'm not sure I'm going to play it entirely. I might skip a little bit of the end, but this is Zen by the X-Ambassadors.
Give me groceries and booze. Give me FaceTime with my friends. Give me intravenous news. Little drips of CNN. Give me meditation apps.
text me pictures of your dog. Just give me life, give me peace, give me noise. Someone give me fucking Zen. Someone give me fucking Zen.
Give me space, at least 6 feet. Dig my grave just as deep. I got sex on my mind all the time. Fuck, scrolling through the internet, time suck. I've been feeling flat like a pancake. I could use a hug or a handshake. I could use some drugs or a band-aid. Cooped up in a hole, I wanna lose all my control. I wanna just go on a rampage. Give me wisdom, give me teeth. Give me vision, let me see. Give me courage to confess. Every night I text my ex. Give me girls, give me boys. Give me life, give me peace. Give me noise, someone give me fucking Zen.
Appetite. Give me hope for the afterlife, or a reason to look past tonight. Give me happiness when I found the fame. Give me music that doesn't all sound the same. Give me something that I could look forward to. Give me humans that I could get closer to. You look down at me, but the next thing you know, it's you with the rent overdue. Give me a little bit of peace of your peace of mind. Give me a piece of yours, you'll get the peace of mind. Give me something to do when there's nothing to do. But when I get it, shit, I'll probably just fuck it up too. Give me 2 steps to the left. Give me 1 step to the right. Give me 1 dance with the volume at 10. And someone, anyone, give me fucking Zen. Someone give me fucking Zen. Give me fucking Zen. I need some.
And so that was Zen by the Ex-Ambassadors, Grandson, and Kay Flay. This Kay Flay is a really, really good artist who also did FML, which is a really good song, and I feel like I'll play it on this show one of these days. Anyway, let's continue on. And yeah, Grandson continued, and in 2020 the pandemic hit, and he said that there just wasn't enough space for the world anymore for the amount of energy and angst that he usually wanted to do. So he started a new series called Text Voter XX, which was meant to encourage people to go voting. So that was before for the wall. But it was meant to encourage people to to vote. And this is Wall Lada and Peaches. And so I'm going to start with Wall Lada. All these songs are much more acoustics, and it's quite interesting to listen to Jordan's voice without all the electronic elements and distortion that he usually puts on it.
I wouldn't see you, even though you kicked me out. And you said that I never really meant that much to ya. I knew not to believe you. I still got a whole lot of love for you. Don't you think a piece of me is still a piece of you? I still got a whole lot of love for you. Don't you think a piece of me is still a piece of you too? Even though I lost some friends, shit happened and good things ended along the way. Well, I wouldn't call that a waste of time, 'cause these days I'm feeling myself. These days I'm healing myself. Part of that means letting go. So here's the love letter that I never wrote. I still got a whole lot of love for you. Don't you think a piece of me is still a piece of you? I still got a whole lot of love for you. Don't you think a piece of me is still a piece of you?
And that's Wall Lada from the Tex Voter XX series, meant to encourage people to go voting. I didn't want to do a grandson show before the election just because I wanted to make sure that I'm allowed to play all these songs, which kind of was a movement to help people vote, a kind of a new version of activism. But it's interesting that he chose to do it in such a peaceful, like an acoustic version of his normal songs. And I really feel like Wall Lada is a song that Ryan would enjoy, since it's similar to a lot of us. Other songs that are a little bit sadder and simpy. Anyway, let's move on to Peaches. And this song goes out to Issa, because she's a peach.
Raindrops keep falling around me. My worst case scenario found me. My dog died and my homie OD'd. I'm not going back to the old me. I wish I could fly with the sparrows. I'm stuck in the ground with the scarecrows. I know it gets better. I hope it gets better from here. Pick up all of the pieces. We'll turn the pain into pieces. I'm not afraid of my demons. We'll turn the pain into pieces.
And that's the beautiful song, Peaches. Just when I first heard this song, I was like, wait, what? This is grandson? This is so different. But overall, I started to really like, after hearing it a lot, I just really like this EP of just calmer and lower energy songs with acoustic versions. Right, so grandson calls this previous collaboration album a break of his usual activism and energy due to a difficult world situation stemming from the COVID-19 pandemic. However, we return to his art-aiming style in 2020 with the EP Death of an Optimist. Thus, here is Dirty. However, I'm going to play the live version since I think it has some really cool little changes that are really interesting. But before that, here is Death of an Optimist / intro, with a repeating guitar loop, Bide With Me with his crashing wave. And before I say anything, I would just like to add the artist quote, With the introduction, just above the introduction and of Death of an Optimist, right? With the introduction, I wanted to play out a deep-rooted fear that I've had every night on stage, which is that I'm going to look like a fool, or even worse, be completely forgotten, because I had hope in a time of hopelessness. And so I play out these different scenarios of a song that's being sung to an empty room. It's rooted in this question of nihilism, where you think, maybe this is all for nothing. It's in those moments that this other character, X, begins to talk. And I wanted to introduce that character and my fear of becoming him early in the process. This was also an opportunity to do something more cinematic than I'd ever done. It's got that Hans Zimmer kind of quality. And actually, in the midst of a cacophony that the song concludes with, I had my siblings and my parents sing along to the chorus. That was a cool moment. I got to sneak everyone into my first album. I wouldn't have felt right without them. So this is going to be Death of an Optimist / intro. Vibe with me.
He's in the sound of the song that was sung to an empty room. The last light from the sun that was set too soon. In the tremble of the man who never shot a shot. In the gravestone sitting on a worn out plot. In the long lost echo of the white army who never moved on, never let bygones be. In the blood from the war that history forgot. In the unsolved crime, in the memory lost. I never thought it'd come to this. Death of an optimist. Death of an optimist. He's in the cry from a boy who is left unattended. In the agenda of the unoffended. Now presenting a horror story or a happy ending, depending on which one of us is pretending. In the shame of a past repeated and reenacted. Truth that was redacted, youth that never lasted. In the protest, the news never reported. The American dream that got deported. I never thought it'd come to this. Death of an optimist. Death of an optimist. Death of an optimist. Death of an optimist.
Wow, here's Dirty.
A skeleton under the floorboard. I got a secret I need you to keep. Run away, you have been forewarned. I don't wanna go off in the deep. If we don't do something, we'll be stuck up in the mud again. Don't wanna mess it up, cause I want everything or nothing at all. Got a feeling when they're walking on the ceiling that the people needed healing when they know. What you trying to hide? And what you running from inside? Cause I got a surprise. We might not make it to the morning. So go on and tell me now.
Do you have enough love in your heart? So go and get your hands dirty. It isn't that much, but it's a good start. So go and get your hands dirty. Do you love your neighbor? Is it in your nature? Do you love a sunset? Aren't you fed up yet? Do you have enough love in your heart? So go and get your hands dirty.
That's going to practically be the end of everything I've done about Grandstone. Just a really, really good artist, and I hope you all vibed with me. I have a little bit more time left in the studio, but before I start playing some just random songs, and I think I'm just going to stick to like some of the Karl Mercator and Palace songs and just play two of them. But before I do anything else, I'd like to say that this entire show is dedicated to a friend from home called Jackson Harrison. I miss being back in Vienna sometimes, and it's been kind of tough lately, and it's been tough for both of us, and I really hope that I can see him this summer. This was dedicated to Jackson Harrison, and we're going into Caravan Palace with the song Comics, with actually the alternative ending of it. And so that was the alternative ending for Comics, which is just part of their Chill with Caravan Palace. Just kind of a mix they did, and I just really, really like that ending, and I kind of wish it had been integrated in some way. Anyway, this is Tufts, WMFO, Medford. And thank you everyone for listening with me. I'm going to play one last song with Caravan Palace called Melancholia, and I'm going to leave the studio. Thank you so much. I saw that a lot of people are listening in today. I think there was like 16, which means 8. Because like half of them are like just studio equipment, but it means a lot. I have a lot to do after this and work, so that's not going to be the most fun, but I just vibed a lot in the studio today, and I feel like this might have been one of my best shows yet. So this is Melancholia by Caravan Palace.
I remember, Lord, remember, Lord, come along. While driving my 50, I see no line on my way. Nothing to say. Yes, I'm feeling guilty.
was on my hype, but I'm losing ground anyway. I'm setting up my own shame, bring me back my old flame, or I'll be long gone, love me world. Just not getting used to all the things I push through. I feel unplugged, no more words.
I was up ahead, no one could have chased me. Going high speed, didn't feel that fame would change me. Facing old fears, am I gonna stay here? Losing more sleep, surely gonna die before I wake. I was up ahead, no one could have chased me. Going high speed, didn't feel that fame would change me. What a lifetime, nothing lasts forever. All is gone now, should have seen it coming my way.
I remember, Lord, come along. I see how much they miss me, writing lines every day, nothing to say. Yes, I'm feeling guilty, I'm aiming so far, was feeling awesome anyway. I'm setting up my own shame, bring me back my old flame, or I'll be so gone, love me world. Even tried the voodoo, seeing what I could do, can't hold a flood, no more world.
I was up ahead, no one could have chased me. Going high speed, didn't feel that fame would change me. Facing old fears, am I gonna stay here? Losing more sleep, surely gonna die before I wake. I was up ahead, no one could have chased me. Going high speed, didn't feel that fame would change me. What a lifetime, nothing lasts forever. All is gone now, should have seen it coming my way.